Baby Simply. This is she, and I want to give thanks for you listening in this moment. We are going to connect to being here, the one place that we know we are when we're awake, and sometimes where we know we are when we're asleep or we have a sense of being somewhere else. Either way, who's on first, what's on second, and where's on third, we have the opportunity to bring presence into every moment. So in this segment, we are going to discuss a little bit why that presence is so important and how we can explore a couple simple practices to bring more presence into every moment in our life. What we're going to do to ground us, and that's a big clue, into this moment is we are going to just connect to hear. We're going to listen to the rest of the song that we started with called Almost There by the album Leaf. This is an amazing group. If you ever get a chance to see them live, it's really just such a beautiful experience on so many levels. As you listen to their music, Almost There, think about today, recapitulate your entire day or entire last few hours and see if you noticed everything that was going on around you, or were you distracted with other things, meaning devices, not listening. See what happens. See if you can remember details. If you were in a room, see if you could remember really remote details that you might or might not have noticed. And as you recapitulate, then when we come back, we'll talk about presence and grounding and why this can be such a useful tool as you make your way through your life. So with that being said, just take a deep breath in. Start with the breath, breathe in and out, and allowing yourself to release anything that is trapped in your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, anywhere you would like to connect to, using the breath to expand these pockets and move us into next. That was Almost There by the album Leaf. Now, that gave all of us a moment just to recapitulate, to maybe bring some awareness to where we were present and where we were not. So on this segment of the life cycle, the in-between from birth to death, we have this opportunity to be aware in every moment. Now imagine a moment in space when there weren't all these devices and you or I or all of us were wandering around on this planet. And imagine in that moment what you might be doing. And then imagine in different epochs where there were very large animals and as our attention would be to something different. So this aspect of presence is such a useful tool, not only for here, but actually for the long-term trajectory into the next, meaning into another lifetime or into your divine resting place, wherever it may be. But having that presence is really important. Imagine if you were getting on a freeway and you decided you didn't want to be present and you put a blindfold on and decided to drive down the freeway. That might be quite scary for everyone that is around you in their own vehicles. In addition, it would be really scary for any passengers that you had in the car with you, and potentially very dangerous. So this presence is very key, because without it, we miss out on a lot. So one way to start to repair the disconnect, to repair our oblivion that many of us have been in, is to start to reconnect to the earth. And when we do this, when we take that time to connect to the earth, it actually restores us to our natural state where we were intended to have this really continuous, no interrupt relationship with our beautiful Mother Earth. And why this is so important, quite simply, is that we have a gravitational pull on this planet, and with that electromagnetic relationship that keeps us on this planet as we're spiraling through space. So if you just think about it in simple logistical manner, that's pretty amazing that we get to spiral through space on a ball. I don't know how many of you can stand on a ball and walk or balance there for a long period of time, but we're standing on a very large ball spiraling through space, and we are not going out into space, meaning flying off. So the more we have this connection to the earth, meaning that we're aware of it, we stay at this resonance with the earth, we're able to see, hear, feel, and show up a little bit differently. But the more that we create the interrupts, and what would be those interrupts? Well, the interrupts, one and foremost, are electronics, any kind of interference that's occurring. In addition, any substances that you would put in your body that would create an interrupt, a disturbance, keeping you from your full faculties of awareness. And addition from there would be just your normal everyday inability to stay focused. When we have these interrupts happening, and if they're continuous, then we're going to have a lot more difficulty staying focused. Now, some of you might be aware, if you have kids, or that in this most, probably last 15 years, there's a lot of labeling of children that they're ADD or ADHD, and couldn't we start to draw a correlation that cell phones, all these electronic devices have increased in the last, just the last 20, 15 years, and that increase quite potentially has altered everyone's ability to be present. So what you might say, okay, well, that's fine, but I'm happy being oblivious. I like my electronics. I like my apps. I like doing all that stuff. And I don't notice that it's really affecting me. What's the benefit here? Well, the benefit is that you will have better health, better well-being. You may not have to be on all the pharmacology that you have been on in the past. And you will be happier. So those are a few places to start. Now, you also might say, well, how am I going to do this? And today we're shining a light on a gentleman that started the Earthing Institute. He was a founder of the cable network and became quite interested in what happens when you bring the body back to the earth resonance. And he did this as an experiment because he had inability to sleep well, he had pain. What he found in the grounded subjects, because he did his own case study, and the link is below, is, for example, and this can kind of illustrate the point, and you can go to the site and read more about them, but the time that it took to fall asleep, the grounded subjects, 15% stayed the same, 85% improved how quickly they fell asleep when they were brought to that earth resonance. So a simple way to do this, you might connect to some of the earthing things that he's available, but a simple way to start this process is A, get the iPads, get the cell phones, get the Wi-Fi turned off at night. Put them all in one room away from you. You'll notice a huge difference just by starting there. The quality of sleep he found with the grounded subjects was that 7% stayed the same, 93% improved. Okay, this is pretty astounding proportions. Waking, feeling rested. Grounded subjects, same 0%, 100% that were grounded felt rested when they woke up. Muscle stiffness and pain, 5% the same, or 18% the same, 5 people, 20 or 82% improved. Chronic back or joint pain, 26% stayed the same, 74% improved. General well-being, 22% stayed the same, 78% improved. Now, if we look at the non-grounded subjects, this was to create that placebo effect that's often done in a case study to create a comparison to see if it's psychological or not. So what was interesting in this, that pretty much 87% and sometimes 100% stayed the same and not grounded, meaning they still had difficulty falling asleep, their quality sleep stayed the same, they did not wake up feeling as rested. It was the same as what they had been experiencing. They still had muscle stiffness and pain. They still had chronic back pain and joint pain, and their well-being stayed the same. And only 13% improved, and in some cases, none improved. So this gives us a little benchmark to start looking at and say, wow, well, what is this all about, and what could happen if I started thinking about grounding myself? Now, you may not want to go out and purchase things or create things that you have to sleep on. So, as mentioned, a simple way to start is turning the Wi-Fi off, turning the airports off on all your devices at night, turning your phones off, everything off. If you say you need an alarm clock, we'll get one. We'll feed into the alarm industry if you need to wake up aside from the sun because you have to be somewhere. So that's the first step. Second step, you could start barefooting when you can be on earth. If you're going to walk around a lot of asphalt and concrete, I would highly recommend wearing a thin slipper. And then when you can be on dirt, grass, natural earth, go barefoot. This is a great way to ground. You'll notice a huge difference just by being able to do that. Remember, before there were shoes, that's how we did it. We walked around. Animals do that. And right now, we have so much interrupt because we have Wi-Fi, this wireless infeed to everyone through cell phones and through computer devices. The third thing that you can do in your life that's a real great way to ground is that you can just lay on the earth. Take time every day, lay on the earth, gaze up at the sun, and you'll start to remember this relationship with Mother Earth. What I loved when I was reading some of the information on this Earthing Institute site is he said that he had grown up around on the farm and then also was influenced and learned a lot about Native American ways of being. And he talked about the oneness, and that's true. In indigenous tribes, the indigenous I've worked with, and actually we're all indigenous to this planet, but people that are living in harmony with Mother Earth, you will notice that there's a reverence for not only the earth, but the universe, and understanding that all aspects are integrated. And so anytime we influence something that's inorganic, this could go back to Castaneda's work, anytime that we're impeding something that's not a part of nature and the universe, that it's a man-made synthetic device that's simulating something, this is going to alter how we perceive things. This is going to alter how we relate to one another. And it's the most perplexing thing is who's controlling these signals? And do you really want to give someone the power over you to be feeding things into you? So by connecting to the earth system, then you become really attuned to who you are, to your inner being, and you can show up and be present. So how do we bring this full circle to the reason for presence and mindfulness? Well, once we have this awareness and we start to maybe be inspired to be grounded, that presence will help us understand what's important in a moment. There's not as much indecision with everything that we need to do. And from there, you can start to explore the world in a little bit different way, and you can show up differently for yourself and others. This will help all aspects of your life. And what's most astounding is you will have more discernment as to what's aligned with your inner code of ethics, the way you would like to operate throughout the world every day, and it'll bring this essence of mindfulness in. And that mindfulness is where we make choices that are beneficial for self and others, meaning, as I tell my children, if you can have fun and other people can have fun, then you are headed in a good direction. The way you can measure that is, are you respecting yourself and are you respecting another person within that fun? So respect self, respect others, and have fun. When you put that formula together, a beautiful magic occurs. So if inspired, see if you would like to connect, one, with earthing, two, just simply connect to the earth by starting to minimize the amount of electronics or the periods of time that you're in front of them, especially if you have to be in front of a computer all day long. See if you can turn those things off. Again, turn the AirPods off, especially if you're a Mac baby. Turn those puppies off. PCs are a little bit different. They're not always blinking at you, but turn them off. Give yourself a break. Go lay on the earth and say, oh, this feels good. And notice if your anxiety level goes down. Notice if you come into harmony with yourself and see how that feels as you move into the next. So we're going to sign out with another musician. His name is Xavier Rudd, and there's a song called Full Circle. It's a 10-minute piece, and if you're inspired and you can get outdoors, go land the earth. He delivers some powerful, powerful earth medicine in his music. He walks barefoot, drinks tea, and he embodies what he believes in. He walks the talk, which is such a beautiful thing to witness when we can do this. As you're listening to Full Circle, take some time just to, again, recapitulate how you can be present, how you can bring a reconnection to the earth. And if you're inspired, check out the Earthing Institute. And please pay it forward by connecting to the arts and music. If you're inspired, share the love with someone that really makes you happy when you hear their song, and give the gift of music or art to others. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, a full heart, a soft gaze, and a namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.